It's nearly 10 o'clock at night, and I am sitting outside in my garden at the table, and it's still light, and it's incredible. Probably here in the background, it's very quiet. Rachel's watering the plants, but the sky is split in two. On one side, it's like that kind of just before dusk, almost day, almost night, a brilliant silver half moon, and the trees are static, the birds are silent, and it's that kind of hazy blue with a streak of red along the horizon over the fields. And on the other side, to my right, are a mass of bastard black clouds, ominous, huge, massive rainage or potential precipitation hovering overhead. But there's also that kind of that dead electricity. Do you know what I mean by that? Like that kind of, it's electric, you can feel the ionic pressure in the air, but it's dead quiet. The birds know. There's a storm coming, and Audio Boo and Twitter are like the best early warning systems you can get, and I've been noticing tweets about storms coming, so maybe we're in for one. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, man. Oh my God, there was a car. Unusual at this time of night. Because we've got a barbecue. But it is quite an awesome sight. It's a big sky in the true Kate Bush sense. And I'm loving it. I'm drinking a bottle of Golden Champion. I'm sitting on my laptop, piddling around with some stuff to do with a couple of friends who are in Denmark on a digital tourism mission. And bloody iPhone, I hate it when it syncs. It tries to sync with your thing when you don't want it to. And I'm about to listen to some Sigur Rós, which are awesome. Awesome Icelandic band, the most cosmic music on earth. And have a great evening.